You're listening to KCRW. I'm Matt Gillum. There's a couple hundred ballots left to count, but it looks like Isaac Bryan will soon be on his way to Sacramento. The community organizer and educator has declared victory in the recent special election for the 54th Assembly District, which includes a wide swath of West and South LA. Bryan is the founding director of the UCLA Black Policy Project and a big proponent of Measure J, the ballot measure to fund alternatives to incarceration. This special election for the 54th District comes as we mark 1 year since George Floyd's murder, which ignited a new protest movement and inspired a new generation to get politically active. Joining us to share his reflections on the last year and some future plans is Isaac Bryan. Welcome.
Matt, thank you for having me.
So as of Friday, elections officials said that you had something like 50.8% of the vote. Now, that's more than double what your nearest opponent has. Your campaign pretty sure there's not going to be a runoff?
We're incredibly sure there's not going to be a runoff. We had some key folks down at the registrar watching those final ballots get counted. There was about 7,900 that were counted on Friday. We needed 51% of those to win outright. We picked up 55% of those. Of the couple of hundred still left to count, if we lost all of them, we'd still have over 50% to win, and it doesn't look like we'll lose all of them.
So looking good.
Looking good, and it's a community victory, right? This isn't a campaign about me, and I didn't do this by myself.
So I mentioned in the introduction that tomorrow is 1 year since George Floyd's murder. It sent millions into the street, shook up the presidential race, and it launched a slew of racial justice reforms. In LA County, one of those was Measure J. It reallocates at least 10% of county funds toward social justice efforts, and you were the co-chair of that campaign. Was your effort with Measure J what sparked your interest in running for this office?
In part, Measure J gave me a lot of hope in the possible. Right? Because what happened last year after the murder of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Rayshard Brooks, and countless others is that we took to the streets in frustration. And the thing you continually heard is, what is the policy solution? Measure J, or Measure Justice, as we aptly called it, was a transformative ballot measure that had repercussions across the entire country, in that the hundreds of millions of dollars that Measure J allocates will go towards alternatives to incarceration, small business support, job training, youth development, affordable housing, all of the community infrastructures we know supplant the role of the criminal legal system. So Measure J laid that framework. How it relates to me running for the state assembly is, I realized with Measure J that it's taking too long for good work at the local level to make it to the state level.
Now, I remember reading that same week that Measure J passed, you said a family member of yours had been in an encounter with police. Did that also contribute to your decision to leap into the political forum?
Absolutely. I mean, it's all very personal. I'm one of 9 adopted siblings in a family of 15. I have loved ones who are incarcerated. I have loved ones who are unhoused. I have loved ones who lost their economic footing during the pandemic. I have loved ones who contracted COVID. I have, you know, just about every way systems can fail, they have failed in my family. I'm the only one of my adopted brothers and sisters who made it to college, let alone a graduate degree. I see very real people and very real lives in some of our systemic failures. And when it comes to the criminal legal system, very much so. I see my baby brother, who is a joy to the world and a joy to society, who has never had a fair chance at opportunity. And instead of investing in development like we do for a lot of young people, we've invested in his criminalization. And in LA County, we're a leader in that, in the fact that we spend over $400,000 per year per young person to incarcerate them in the juvenile justice system. And what Measure J and what many others are pushing for is to think more broadly about a youth development system, right? And how we build communities of care and opportunity. And I think the state needs to think that way as well. And that's why I ran.
You said earlier that, you know, this is about the community, but this is personal for you. How personal is this, especially given that you come from this amazingly diverse family that has had all of these different encounters, different experiences?
Yeah, I think the people that are closest to the pain are the closest to the solutions, right? Those who have been failed by historic policy failures are the ones that can give you the most nuance as we come up with policy solutions and interventions. And so being someone who's been touched by many different systemic failures, from education systems to child welfare systems and otherwise, but also has a graduate education in public policy analysis and a professional background in successfully crafting, implementing, and driving policy change, I think I bring something to the legislator that we've been missing. And hopefully, as a young legislator, it also opens the door of what's possible for an entire generation that has been disgruntled and felt unseen.
As you step into the role of being a legislator, I mean, when you get to Sacramento, what do you think you're going to be able to accomplish in the assembly that you've not been able to do in your roles as an organizer or an academic?
A lot of the work that I've done currently has impacted changes at the local level. We've impacted some statewide policy, SB 439, which ended the prosecution of kids under the age of 12. But to be an actual legislator in Sacramento is going to allow me to take the skills of policy analysis, coalition building, all rooted in uplifting the community and move policy at a faster rate. And I also know that there are just literal votes missing on some key changes. There was a decertification bill in the state legislature last year that died in the assembly because we didn't have the right champions. That bill is back this year.
This is SB2 you're talking about, the move to decertify sort of rogue and bad cops.
Absolutely. And it's something that California is an outlier in terms of the rest of the country and the fact that we don't already have this kind of a decertification system in place. The fact that it couldn't pass last year after the murder of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and others is incredibly unfortunate, but we've got it back. We've got to have the right folks in the assembly. So being there gives me a literal voice on a critically important issue. We've also got to think about qualified immunity and other components of the original language of the bill that may or may not make it to the final product.
I wonder if we can pivot back to the local side of things for a second. Some critics are saying that LA County's budget isn't dedicating as much as activists had hoped in this first year of Measure J. I'm just wondering how you are gauging this initial effort with the measure.
I agree with those critics. What we mobilized around, what we've fought and won for with community with over 2.1 million votes was 10% of unrestricted county revenues, which is about $800 to $900 million. It's what voters knew they were voting on. It's what members of the Board of Supervisors had said during the campaign, only now to have that shortchanged to $100 million to $300 million. The nuance of it being in this first year is critically important because if you don't get the right allocation in this first year, it makes it that much harder for community to go back to the table next year and reclaim what we have already won.
A lot of people are just reflecting on the legacy of just this unprecedented last year we've had. Do you have any reflections on what the impact has been both on local politics and community organizing from the last year?
I think one of the things that we've learned, especially over this last year, is that a small, committed group of engaged and caring folks in the community can make a huge difference. And a much larger group can make an even larger difference. And having millions of folks march in the streets of Los Angeles and around the country has allowed for us to really reimagine the role of some of our civic infrastructures when they exacerbate harms, historical harms in our communities of color, Black, brown, poor, indigenous, and otherwise. And so that's given me a lot of hope.
We've been speaking to Isaac Bryan. He's nearly got the number of votes needed to be the next state representative for the 54th District, and he has adopted the term Assemblymember-elect. Isaac, thank you so much for your time and joining us.
Well, thank you, Matt. It was good to be with you.